This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
What's good, baby? Whose show is it? It's Jesse Tapia's show.
What are you doing with him?
Huh? Yeah, we ain't gonna start the show like we did yesterday. All good.
Man, that was yesterday. I felt like 3 days ago. Nah, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday. That was yesterday. Man, it's boy. Hey, man, I hate to do this again. I need to talk to you. All right, man, come on in. Let's talk. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Here on this Thursday, May 22nd edition of D'Lo and KC, 84 degrees outside. Sham Sharania just announced that the Denver Nuggets and interim head coach David Adelman have agreed to remove the interim tag. David Adelman has his first head coaching job in the NBA. Son, of course, of Rick Adelman, did a hell of a job, I thought, after Michael Malone's firing. ESPN analyst Michael Malone. Thought he did a hell of a job after Michael Malone's firing, and looks like he's going to stick around, be the Denver Nuggets' next head coach.
Good for him, man. He deserves that. He did do a good job.
Oh, but they didn't do a coaching search. God. Well, I guess it's their meddling owner again stepping in. Why don't they tell Stan Kroenke to stay out of basketball business?
Hold on, though. I don't think they have a GM. So the coach is being forced on the new GM.
Oh, here we go.
Nobody in the NBA does that.
Great. Screwed. Hashtag 5180.
Hashtag Nugs.
What's the number?
There. 5280.
Yeah, get him again. Get him.
No, we're not throwing a flag. It's just, it's a warning.
It's a warning.
No. It's a delay game warning right there. You know what you're doing.
It's the umpire pointing at the benches.
Yeah. Don't touch the basketball after it goes on the hoop, all right? Just run down the court.
I want a clean game. That's what we want.
Nugs.
He's testing the official, boy. He's testing the official. Hey, let me talk to my producer here real quick. You just relax with your sweatsuit on and your Cincinnati Reds hat. Hey, I'm beginning.
You're gonna say something stupid.
No. I'm beginning to think your boy, across from me,
yes,
is attempting to understate his fandom a little bit. Now, I'm gonna tell you why. What's his thing when his team loses? Man, I ain't.
Oh, he doesn't watch anything. Man, yeah, kind of avoids nothing. It. Yeah.
You go look at that. You go look at that little sheet we put together. You, me, I don't know. I'm thinking my man might have stayed away from the TV last night. He might not want to. I think he might have turned the TV off.
Did you turn the TV
off? As Kendrick Lamar said.
So
I'm gonna keep it real. Like, I was kind of hip to that when he was posting videos after they won, I think, in the first round. Like, oh, he had baby Ryan with him and all that.
Yeah.
I didn't forget.
So a little Five Boroughs drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burrows.
This is my new drink called the Five Boroughs.
The Harlem Splash. Harlem Splash.
He over here making a Manhattan, or not a Manhattan, a martini with a little Harlem shake. Huh? Hey, my boy works a little later than we do. I checked 10, nothing.
Hey, so
11. Oh man, I think he's upset.
So I'm gonna keep it a stack with all my people.
Okay,
keep it a stack with all my people. Number one, I get in there about 8:30, 8:45 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all did a fantastic job. It was all there, right? So that was this morning. Last night, go over there. I'm watching the game with Sherilyn L. Grove. You know, she just threw my kid out the car at his practice to get back to the house to watch the game.
Cheryl's defense, she looked distraught when it was over.
Hey, look. This isn't going to help my cause with you guys.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of tight.
Okay. Wait.
I was kind of tight after that game.
Okay.
I was kind of tight. Right. You see her looking distraught?
No.
You see her looking upset?
No. Admit you're a Knicks fan.
I'm not, because it's
God
not the same.
God damn it. Just
it's
say
not,
it.
It's not the same, because I did go. I was watching post game. I was watching sports. So
I believe you.
It's not the same.
All right.
But I'm not going to lie to you.
All right.
I was a little tight. I was a little tight.
He sent one text to the group thread last night. One.
I was a little tight. I'm not even going to lie to you. And
I can't even read it. I can't even read the text he sent.
It's true.
You see the video of my mom just laid out on the couch looking distressed. We didn't, no lie. I'm not, like I said, I got to tell the truth to my people. We didn't speak for about 7 minutes. We sat in that living room and we did not speak a word for about 7 minutes. I was tight last night.
Hey.
I was a little tight. Look, I was to the point where I had to question myself, like, am I a Knicks fan?
Yeah,
I need to question myself.
It's okay.
Because I was pissed.
It's okay to be a Knicks fan.
I was pissed.
That's all right.
And now how I know it's not the same is I was watching post game. Mm-hmm. I went back and watched the end of the fourth quarter. Like, I was watching sports. I watched this morning. I was tapped in. So it's not the same. But I was tight. I'm not going to lie. And my mom, she was upset.
Your mom is hilarious.
She was really upset.
Your mom is hilarious. All right, we keep it in a stack. Everybody knows this. I was just telling it to the insiders. You were in a meeting, so I'm going to share this with you.
Okay.
We're watching the game, and, you know, game's winding down, and kind of settling in, and it's like, hey, you know, we'll get to the 2-minute mark. It's a blowout. We'll put on something else.
Mm.
She's like, no, it's fine. Just let it go. Like, we're just eating dinner, talking, and it's like, oh, it leads down to 12. 9. Oh, single digits. Like, okay. Like, oh, man, they chipped away at this lead. So we're sitting here, and, you know, Katie's asking, like, so why are they fouling? What's this? Tell me how this works. And I'm just telling her it's to kind of prolong the game. This is what you do. So they foul. OG goes to the line. He's like, what do we want to happen here? I was like, well, we don't have an interest. We don't care. And if he makes both of these, the Knicks are going to foul again, and it's just going to elongate the game. But they're just hoping someone misses is basically what it boils down to. But if he misses, the Knicks are going to have to play them. So OG misses. Ty gets, I'm like, okay, they're going to try to win this game. Ty dribbles in, you know, the play transpires as it does. He dribbles in, loses control of the ball, dribbles back out. Shot goes up. And there is just a reaction from both of us, like, just, oh! And I need to tell you, my brother, it was at that moment. Once you saw the 125, I'm showing love. I've never shown love to an official before. Ben Taylor, immediately, shot goes up. He's got two down.
Wish you would have done something during the goaltend.
He was like, well, what goaltend? It was two down. He was just like, it's a two-pointer. And when everyone's running on the court, he was like, hey, that's two.
Yeah.
He saw it immediately. Shout out to TNT for getting the still shot. Like, they didn't run the replay, slow it down. Mm-hmm. They put the frame up. Mm-hmm. It was the Zapruder film. His foot was right there on the thing, and it was like, it's 125. So what happened? Well, they got to play five more minutes. It was at that moment I became a Pacers fan.
Oh, what the hell?
Set the pace.
It was.
What the hell, Lee Burton?
Pacers. What is it? Yes, sirs.
Oh, geez.
It was at that moment, because I'm going to tell you why. It doesn't mean I'm rooting for them to win the series. Doesn't mean I'm rooting for them to win the championship. It means I was rooting for them to win that game because I was fearful if the Knicks won, that moment would die. Mm. And James said this a second ago, and he's 100% right. What happened in overtime doesn't matter. The Pacers won. That clip of Tyrese seeking out Spike Lee, doing the Reggie Miller joint, that's going to live forever.
Oh, for sure. Forget
the fact it was an incredible overtime. Forget the fact that the Pacers had a battle back. Forget the fact everything that happened in that overtime. That's the play that's going to be remembered forever. And if the Knicks had pulled it off on their home floor, I felt it would have died, and I didn't want that to happen. I wanted that moment to live forever. They could win the next four. I don't care. I needed the Pacers to win that game.
Well, I'm glad you got what you wanted.
I did. It's a beautiful thing having a rooting interest in sports and it goes your way.
I did.
Not familiar with this at all.
This is just...
That's because you're a Knicks fan. It's okay.
Yeah, just admit it already. You have two teams.
Just say it.
We won't even joke about the Lakers.
I like the Knicks. I know. I'm not denying that. I'm just telling you it's not the same. Okay. I'm telling you it's not the same.
I'll tell you what. It's been we're going on 5 years. You know where I'm going.
I think I do.
You know where I'm going.
Okay. Lake Show.
The hell?
I'll delete that off the board.
Yep.
If you just admit you're a Knicks fan.
Yep. I'm not a Knicks fan. I can't say that. That's disrespectful to the real Knicks fans.
That will never play again if you admit you're a Knicks fan.
That's disrespectful to the real Knicks fans.
I was literally thinking the same thing.
I can't do that. It's disrespectful to them. I don't live and die.
You could be a casual
Knicks
fan.
The way I do the Kings.
You could be Ben Stiller.
That's called it. What? I think he's a true Knicks fan. Don't do that.
I guess.
Don't do that.
Shout out Night at the Museum.
Yeah. Where was Marky Mark at when they were losing?
Oh, that's not. No, that's not.
Where was Big Poppy? Big Poppy was there when they was winning. He ain't there when they lose.
Hey, our celebrity fans are kind of bad. Can I interest you in a Donnie Wahlberg?
Huh? New kids on the block? Huh?
I can't. I want to see him win. I'm always rooting for him, except when I play the Kings.
I'll never play it again.
This is like trying to get Hulk Hogan to admit he took steroids.
This is our Arsenio Hall show over here.
If I was in, I don't know. Like if I lived in New York, would I go to the parade?
Stop! What are you doing? Yeah. You're saying it right now. You're a Knicks fan who lives in Sacramento. That's it. You're a Knicks and Kings fan who lives in Sacramento. You just said it.
Drew Down is a Cowboys fan in the Bay. It's fine.
Yeah.
You just admit
it. I love
it.
The Kings. I don't love the Knicks.
Yeah, you don't love them, the Kings, any less.
No, but that's what I'm saying. There's a difference. I love the Kings.
Do you love Ryan less than Reese?
No, I love them both. So if I were to love the Knicks the same that I love the Kings,
I would say,
no, those are my dogs. I don't love them the same.
I don't think that's true.
But I was pissed off last night. I was upset last night.
You're not a fan and you were upset. Look, let the record show. I gave this man the ultimate out and he didn't take it. So when the Knicks win the championship and he comes in here in his fresh Knicks jersey and the hat
the
long chain Timberlands. Yeah, we're going to remember.
It's going to be insane. Game 6. Wait, what's he doing? Is that Casey next to Carmelo Anthony and Stephon Marbury?
They were all there last night. They were all there. How did they lose that damn game?
We'll come back.
That's the Celtics.
I want to talk about Tyrese, obviously, because Tyrese used to be a Sacramento King. I want to talk about what you just said, too. Because as tough as it may be for you today, you were right.
Well,
tip of the hat. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
It doesn't matter. I was right.
We're just getting started. I'm going to have fun today. I can't speak for my partner, but I'm going to have a good time today. Steelin' with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
20. You want to elaborate? KC said during the commercial, or maybe it was before the commercial.
That was during the commercial.
You said the series is over.
I didn't say that.
No?
No, I said the series could be over.
Okay, talk to me.
This is a loss that, in the words of Suge Knight and...
oh, God, we're quoting Suge Knight. This is bad.
And Suge Knight and Straight Outta Compton, this is a loss that can change you.
Mm.
They didn't just lose that game.
The Nuggets, the DeMar DeRozan game. Yeah. You said that day or the next day.
Yeah. This was more than a loss, potentially. Huh. We'll see. We don't know. Mm. They may come out in games 2-3 and be just fine. But potentially, this is a devastating loss. Devastating loss for the Knicks. And we'll see. We'll see how tough they are. I think they're tougher than a $2 stake. They're going to have to be tougher than a $2 stake to bounce back and get control of the series again, because it was an all-time NBA playoff game. It was an all-time choke job. That can change you. That can change everything. Pacers could win this in 5 or 6, and we look back at game 1 and potentially say they never recovered.
That's fair.
So
I think at this point of the season, that's a little reach. It's a little bit of a reach. You're in the conference finals. Like, you have to be able to recover from stuff like that. Like, you have to. I don't think you get here if you can't recover from stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Nothing that happened yesterday. I mean, they had a stretch. Like, they've been on the other end of that. They were on the other end of that against Boston several times where they're the ones down, and they make the run. Now, it's not quite as dramatic as being down, you know, in 14 or whatever it is. What are the numbers? Jesse got us some numbers here. A 14, up 14 with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the playoffs. Teams were 977 and 0.
Oh.
Teams up 9 with 60 seconds left were 1,414 and 0. I get it. Can't, though. It's conference finals. You've got to, easy for me to say I wasn't out there. Mm-hmm. You got to shake it off. You're going to have a court full of Knicks legends and celebrities and A-listers and all of that stuff again in game two. Mm-hmm. You played a magnificent basketball game yesterday. You got to be able to. You have to put this behind you
for sure.
And I'm absolutely of the belief that they are.
If you want to be, you know, what you say you are, and what I think they can be, absolutely, you have to be able to shake it off. But sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't. You know, I don't know if that's who that. I'll put it to you like this. I still believe they're going to win the series. I still believe in who the Knicks are, same way I did 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it did enter the back of my mind where this one could change you.
Mm-hmm.
This, the way they lost, could change you. This happens all the time too, what I'm about to say. But did you see now the footage of the guys arguing on the bench circulated?
Yep.
We hadn't seen that from the Knicks tape. We ain't seen that from Knicks set, you know, all year.
That's two nicknames.
Knicks set is a new one.
Okay.
You know, Knicks tape was in the building last night with J.R. Smith, Carmelo, and Amari. They were in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Then the funny thing about that clip, so I did. I went back and watched. That's how I told you. I was able to do that. Went back and watched.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, hey, loss is on everybody. But OG Anunoby, the final minute he had, oh my gosh, he was awful. Awful. Absolutely awful. I remember they were up maybe 14, 2:30 to go, whatever the time stamp is or whatever. And Stan Van Gundy was 100% right. He said at that moment, he said, look, it's something to the effect of like, it's almost a math equation now. Like, don't turn the ball over. Don't give up threes. You'll win this game. There's just not enough time. Like, if you're the Pacers and you're going to win, you have to steal possessions. You have to hit threes. And as long as the Knicks aren't giving you that, Jaylen, they'll win the game.
Jaylen absolutely just stood up and told Kat to shut the F up.
Kat and OG going back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Watch him. Jaylen's trying to calm OG down, and Brunson gets up and says something to the – like, enough. Mm-hmm. Like, he's trying to calm OG down. He's sitting right next to OG. They keep going at it. He gets up, and he tells Kat, enough. Yo, that's it.
He's trying to get everybody calm
down. He's trying to – there's 34 seconds left when this is being filmed with the F5. Yeah, like they got a little shaky there.
OG, once again, you win as a team, you lose as a team. It's not his fault. He was awful. I mean, damn near every time Nesmith needed a three, OG was involved. Some of it, on some respects, there's got to be a certain level of awareness. In another hand, he was pulling up from deep a couple times. But you have to understand, how many times have I said this? During a Kings game, they're up late. No threes. That's the only way you can really lose this game is if you give up a barrage of three-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
If you get up tight and you either let them go by you in for a layup or you even foul, bump them trying to get close and all this other stuff,
mm-hmm.
Cool. Like, you can live with that. The reason why they were able to come back from down 9 with under a minute was because of the three-pointers.
Seven of them.
Threes
in the fourth quarter.
If we'll do a little bit of math. We don't do math much here, but we'll do a little bit of math. They're down 9 with under a minute to go. If you don't allow them to shoot threes and they blow by you and make layups, how many points is that? That's 6. They can't catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And OG, time and time again, screen set, he's just in drop coverage or whatever. He was awful. He missed a free throw. Cat missed a free throw.
Mm-hmm.
That was awful.
They missed 4 free throws in that fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. But so did the Pacers.
Mm.
The difference is what you just said, is that three ball. They were 7 of 12 from three in that quarter. Neesmith was 6 of 7. And, man, he was 6 of 7. Man, what a quarter. What a stretch for Neesmith. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, that was unreal.
20 points in the 8 minutes and 53 seconds he played in that quarter.
Mm, that was unreal to see, man. Salute to him, though. He's turned his career around from a slow start in Boston as a rookie. And, you know, we talked about him a lot yesterday and what he brings to the table. And
yep.
He was defending full court with those guys. And he was phenomenal to close that game out. I mean, hitting. And this is the other part where I can't necessarily get on OG or some of these other guys, because even though there's a level of awareness they should have had in playing up or whatever, he had some tough threes. He had some deep threes. Like, it was some shot making going on.
He did some work to create space for himself, too. Yeah. It's not like they were playing back on him. Like, he did some things to create space.
Yeah, he was fantastic. And even knocking down the shot. Like, it's one thing to be able to get it off. He made every three he had to hit in that final 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the league. That's the NBA sometimes. So, like you mentioned, the Knicks, if they're going to be who people like myself think they are, they're going to have to bounce back.
Well, there's nothing to me. I mean, there's nothing in that game that makes me think that they're not. Like, that was maybe that game got, like, some people's attention is in regards to the Pacers.
Mm.
The Knicks were fantastic in that game.
Mm.
Had a pretty rough final, you know, 3 minutes or whatever. But, like, even in overtime, like, that was a fight. It's just Indiana won this fight.
Mm-hmm.
This is a, you know, a battle and a war scenario, right? All right, Pacers got the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 6 more of these.
Hell yeah.
Give me 6 more of these. I'll take them every time. But the, you know, the thing that you look at is, can the Knicks survive games like that into game 6 and into game 7 with the way that they play, with the minutes that they play?
I definitely think they can. I know that's been a big talk when people talk about this series, especially last night. They were talking about it a lot on Inside the NBA. I thought the Knicks handled it perfectly fine, the pressure. Early in the game, the Pacers were doing what they do. They're picking up full court, trying to wear them down that way. As the game went along, they stopped that. Like, the Knicks kind of worked them out of that. And while Indiana is a better defensive team than they were a year ago, they still, like, if you're the Knicks and you're patient, like, you can get what you want. Like, you can get what you need. Cat, he had a big-time game. I'm not going to say he's going to average 30-plus in this series, but he's going to be able to get what he wants a lot of the times. He's going to be able to do what he needs to do. So I thought they were doing a good job as the game went along of backing the Pacers off of them and keeping them from being able to guard them full court and go up and down the court and all this other stuff. And the Knicks were kind of picking them apart. So I think Brunson's, the Bridges, all those guys, I think they're built for this. They're built for getting up and down the floor, playing these 40-minute games. I don't think that's going to be – in theory, people are right. I think with this particular Knicks team, I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think they'll be able to do whatever they need to get a win in the way of conditioning and all this other stuff.
Well, let's do a wellness check. Cheryl in Elk Grove.
Oh man.
What's going on, D-Lo and KC?
You sound chipper today. You don't exactly sound like those Instagram images showed us yesterday.
Oh my God, is that on Instagram? Look, let me say this. I heard what KC was saying, and what I'm going to say is, something is going on with Brunson. I've made a call. He's getting into too much foul trouble. And that is disrupting the game. That's disrupting the game. He fouled out on the other series. And he's just not used to fouling out. Mm. And that messes everything up. They were falling all on the ground the last 2 minutes like they were crazy. They didn't want to foul. Cat was kind of getting in foul trouble. I think he had 5 fouls by the time it ended. But, you know, they're going to have to just go ahead and do some aggressive defense. Knock them out first. If you're going to get a foul, you know, knock them down. Make the foul count. So, you know, I think that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to be a little more aggressive on the defensive side. And then, you know, offense, we got it. All five of them, the starting five, can hit a three.
Mom, I know you're a big...
We don't necessarily need that.
Well, I know you're a big proponent of getting that technical, getting that hard foul out the way. Who should deliver the foul and who should be fouled? Like, who on Indiana needs to get that foul?
I want to say Cat should deliver the foul.
Carl Anthony Towns? That man's not tough enough to deliver a hard foul, Cheryl and El Grove.
He can. And I think he should. If he doesn't, since Jalen's trying to get into foul trouble all of a sudden, then he might be the one. Or Bridges. Mm. One of those guys there. Somebody's got to do it. And then what was the second part of your question?
Who should it be that should get Halliburton, is that who should be, as you would like to say, knock their ass to the ground? Is it should be Halliburton?
No, I would have said Halliburton, but I'm kind of saying, what's the guy's name, the one that just broke the record? Did the 6-3.
Neesmith. They need to knock Neesmith to the ground.
Yeah, I think we're going to have, because he's gotten his confidence up, and we got to knock him down.
Hey,
confidence down.
Cheryl, is Kenny a Knicks fan?
I worry about that. I don't know that he is. You know, he's a true and true Kings fan. Mm-hmm. He was saying he was trying to come to the Knicks. But
wait, I didn't say I was trying to come to the Knicks. Oh. I said I got love for the Knicks. I'm for the Knicks. What are you talking about?
The Knicks was going to win. He was trying to say the Knicks were going to win, but I'm not convinced of that because he kind of went over with the other team.
When?
You know, he's tried
when
to
did
make
when did that happen?
On this series, he's tried to
that's cap.
Start talking about.
Okay. That's cap. I just showed respect. She doesn't like when anybody shows respect to the other team.
She has provided us with several years of content in this single phone call. We love you, Cheryl. You sound chipper, so I'm glad you're doing okay after
that
loss.
I'm trying to get ready for this OKC game, and trying to get Ant-Man through that.
Can you walk me through this real quick? What do you do to get ready for a basketball game that's 5.5 hours away?
Well, I'm getting ready to stop working in about an hour.
Okay.
Get my shower, get my appropriate t-shirts on.
Of course.
Get my blankets.
Yep.
And then get tuned in on all the pre-shows.
Do you have a Oklahoma City blanket? Or?
Well, she's going for Minnesota.
No, I'm wearing regular blankets now.
Oh, regular blankets.
Knicks come on.
Okay.
Yeah, when Knicks come on, then I have Knicks paraphernalia in Golden State.
That Warriors stuff got to go.
Well, it's because you're a Knicks season ticket holder. So, we love you, Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, we'll have something to say on Monday. Are you guys on Monday or
we are not
holiday?
Nope, we are not. Kenny said he was going to grill for you on Monday.
Oh, okay.
That's what he told me.
What are you doing, D-Lo? You grilling?
I'm cooking on Sunday.
Oh, so I'll just come out there on
Sunday. Yeah, come over.
I'm gonna have my Knicks gear. I'll have my Knicks gear on.
That's fine. Both of you can wear your Knicks jerseys over.
Well, thank you, guys. And
okay.
Let's go.
Go New York. Go New York. Go. Yeah. Boy, listen to this family right here.
She's bounced back. She's bounced back.
No. Don't.
Or no, about your boy,
don't
bro.
Don't blow past what it. Don't act like what just happened didn't
what
happen.
What just happened?
Your mom said she thinks you're a Knicks fan.
Mom
she
didn't son say watching that. The Knicks games.
Yes, she did.
I'm not a Knicks fan. I support the Knicks. We was rocking. I was going up there. I was like, yo, Brunson, get out. I'm rooting for him, but I'm not a Knicks fan. Come on.
If they win the title, we'll be like, damn, we did it.
No. There's no we. Mm-hmm. There's no we. That's why I say there's no we. I can't be a fan.
You know,
I don't speak French now.
And there is a we you know? If there's a Kings. You speak French if it's the Kings.
Yes.
Just checking.
Yes.
I don't know if you're one of those. Yeah, it's not we they play, not us.
Oh no, it's we. It's the whole damn.
I'm getting yelled at by my significant other because I spent 130 on this Mitchell Ness. It's definitely we.
Yeah, it's we.
Hold on.
I put enough sweat equity into this situation in the last 40 years. Yeah, it's me. It's we. Hell, it might be me. I won. I won the title.
Now let's take a look at what's happening last night. Eli Manning's horseshoe is now with the goddamn Indiana Pacers. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Why are you running that play in that moment? Just inbound the ball. Have Jalen go get the ball. Running goddamn flex for no reason.
That was ridiculous.
Final tweet of the night.
That pissed me off.
Unbelievable. What does this sound like to you?
It sounds like me after the Celtics lost to the Knicks. Why are you pulling up from three every time? Wow, did we really choke?
And Eli Manning took a shot. Eli Manning is minding his business.
Luckiest damn player maybe ever has given his horseshoe to the Indiana Pacers. Pacers are a good team, just like Eli was a good quarterback. But damn, you get every break? You get every fortune? All the time? This is ridiculous. Look, I'm going to tell you like this. There might not have been a more angry moment I had last night than when they were down one. Mm-hmm. Jalen inbounds the ball to Cat. Cat gets it to Bridges. Bridges swings it to OG. And I see everything that's going on. I see Jalen coming down on the baseline. I said, I know he ain't going to make this 40-foot pass to Jalen Brunson.
You seem upset.
No, because that was stupid. That was just damn stupid. Tips, what are you doing? Big Brunson, what are you doing? Who called that play? Why are we running this intricate offense with under 20 seconds to go? Get the ball in bounds. Get it back to Jalen. Get the hell out of the way. And OG again, in the middle of all this nonsense, and in the middle of all this failure last night. OG, from damn near half court all the way to the corner, wants to make a pass. Yeah, of course it's going to get deflected. That one pissed me off.
Well, you certainly seem upset.
It pissed me off. I was mad in the moment. What the hell is that? That was just stupid. Dibs, that was just dumb. And the reason why it was dumb is because you were trying to get the ball to Jalen Brunson. Why not just get him the ball? Mm-hmm. Even if you want to run that little five pass, move the ball around, all this, fine. Once OG gets it, it should be a dribble handoff. Why are we passing 30 feet away? Stupid.
You good?
I'm all right. Like I said, I can't lie to my people. I was tight last night. I was tight.
Yeah, I just feel like you're trying to be truthful in one sense while continuing to lie in the other sense.
What'd I lie about?
Well, I think you're a Knicks fan, and you just don't want to admit it, and I don't know why.
I like the Knicks.
Are you afraid because of how much you made fun of Ramsey for having all these teams?
Well, I could never have that many teams.
Well, no one can. Ramsey's a fan of half the league.
One team is fine. One other team is fine. That's this guy. I think there's less teams in the league that he's not a fan of.
That's probably accurate. That's probably accurate.
I don't want to disrespect the real Knicks fans. Because they
do the Pacers get any credit for what happened yesterday?
Yeah, the Pacers are tougher than a $2 steak. They keep playing.
Yeah.
They keep playing, man.
Yeah, what do they say? Run through the whistle? Mm-hmm. Play through the whistle? Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter time or score. They keep playing. And sometimes when you do that, good things happen for you. So they get credit for that. One thing before, because I do want to give them credit and Halliburton and all this other stuff. One other moment of
now
that.
We got to talk about Tyrese.
Yeah, one other moment of that finish that it's not why he lost. Things happen or whatever, but it was pretty frustrating. As somebody who wanted the Knicks to win.
Mm-hmm.
Was in overtime, the non-goaltend that would have put them up six, mm-hmm. they swing it back down the floor. Mm-hmm. Nimhart hits the corner three. Now it's a one-point game. it, I mean, it happens with referees, like, or whatever. I thought that was close enough where, I don't know, you would be stopping a fast break, so there's that aspect to it. But it swung the game. They make that layup, or they count it the way it should have been. It's a 6-point game at that point, and you get to play defense, like you get to set your defense. Meanwhile, they don't call it. You lose 2 points. You don't set your defense. You give up an open three, and it's a 1-point game. And I think that started the whole back and forth for pretty much the rest of the game. Like, Knicks would score, Pacers score. They'd be up one. They'd be up one, all this other stuff. That was a big moment. That was a big moment right there.
I'm not excusing it. That you missed calls all throughout the game. That was a crucial one. Mm-hmm. They missed a foul in the fourth quarter, too. It was in overtime.
Obi Toppin joint.
Yeah. It's just the game, right?
And as
much as I'll give credit to the officials for being on top of that Tyrese play, you had the goaltending play, you had the missed foul call. There's probably a dozen plus other moments that happened through the course of the first three quarters they missed.
I thought the OG play, I thought that was a foul. I could have liked the one where they reviewed Siakam. I thought that was a foul, but that was close too. That could have went either way. I understand why it wasn't a foul. I understand why they felt it was incidental, because he didn't have control or he got the ball first or whatever, but I thought that was a foul.
Oh, they're showing KD's shot. KD's shot was the first thing I thought of last night. The first thing I thought of.
I saw that one in D-Lo's palatial living room.
Bro, I was in the Thomas. That couldn't have been a smaller living room. Well, I want to talk about Tyrese when we get back. We've talked a lot about the New York Knicks to start this show. I want to talk a little bit about Tyrese Haliburton, because Tyrese is every bit as good as we thought he was, but in a much different way than I imagined he'd be. And I'll explain. We'll explain. We're dealing with Casey Return here. Brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play. With 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games, Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino here on ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A couple of quick notes before we get back to the game last night, Tyrese Halliburton. We were pretty shocked after the show ended yesterday to see that Jim Irsay passed away.
Yeah, man.
56 years old, very 65, excuse me. Prominent in the spotlight, doesn't really shy away from anything. Tributes rolled in from Tony Dungy, Peyton Manning, the virtually everybody. He was certainly for a variety of different reasons. Jim Irsay was certainly a character in the NFL. Who, by all appearances, he lived.
He lived.
But yeah, Jim Irsay passed away yesterday at 65.
Did you see it was either yesterday morning, maybe the night before. I think it was the morning. But he had like tweeted out about the Pacers, like, let's go do this for Indiana and all this other stuff. So I don't know. It's really an assumption. But it didn't seem like he was on his last breath yesterday.
Yeah, might have been something sudden.
Yeah. And that's just sad. They're in Indianapolis, you know, have my ears tapped into the streets there a little bit. Another sign that I'm not a fan, like Kings lose. I'm not listening to Indianapolis. I'm not tapped in.
Pointing
I'm
out
not
signs.
Tapped into the ops.
He's,
like,
he's pointing out signs. See, guys, I'm not a fan.
I like the Knicks, though. I got love for the Knicks. I got love. I want to see them win every time they don't play the Kings.
Is there something? Is it different to love somebody and have love for somebody?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I see you win.
I think so as well.
I'm not. Yesterday had me pissed off. Though. Yesterday was the maddest I've ever been as a Knicks supporter.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been that upset.
And what does that look like? Like, what is that? Like, how?
I'll tell you. We didn't talk for 7 minutes. Me and Cheryl Nelgrove sat in that chair and just. Sat there.
See, but are you like just sighing the rest of the night, like, Knicks lost, like just all sad, or you got over it after that?
Maybe a handful of times that night, last night, I can't believe they lost that game. Just washing the dishes. I can't believe they lost that game. Can't believe that happened. And it's just frustrating. But I say that to say, the people in Indianapolis attribute a Tyrese shot. To Irsay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tyrese shot saying that. That was a little Irsay bounce for him right there.
You go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Tyrese's shot. When Tyrese was a Sacramento King, man, we knew he was good and we knew his future was bright. I think at the time the Domas trade happened, I don't think either one of us thought Tyrese could be the one and a guy to lead a team to the playoffs, through the playoffs. He would be a great, you know, to stick with the theme, the great number two guy. He'd be a great, you know, piece. He'd be a great, you know, second man on a team making a run.
Mm-hmm.
This postseason last year's postseason didn't do anything to change my mind. It's like, yeah, like Ty's really good. Like, I don't know if this, you know, if this pairing of Siakam and Ty is going to, I feel like the Eastern Conference Finals is the absolute best case scenario for that basketball team. But they did a couple of things in the offseason. It's like, okay, like, yeah, maybe with some time together, a little more seasoning. Yeah, I think this team could be better. I wondered how far down the pecking order they would fall once the New York Knicks made their acquisition. I don't think I banked on the Milwaukee Bucks falling the way that they did.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that is clear to me in this postseason is Ty is a leader. Like, absolutely. Tyrese Halliburton, like his celebration from, you know, a previous series, he's got onions.
Mm-hmm.
He is absolutely unafraid of taking that shot. I thought it was hilarious last night in the post game. Ty said, my team wants me taking those shots. You know, the coaches want me taking those shots. People want me taking those shots. We couldn't get Tyrese to take shots in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And whether if that was the makeup with De'Aaron, the makeup of the squad, or what he was being asked to do or whatever, it was just like Mr. Halliburton told us directly. I've been telling Ty for years to shoot. He's not going to. Rick Carlisle got through to him.
Yeah.
Because he'll shoot the ball for Rick Carlisle. And now he's evolved. Like, I never envisioned a scenario where Tyrese Halliburton could be the villain at Madison Square Garden. Mm. I did not see that. Could Ty be the guy? Could Ty hit a big bucket? Sure. Could he be the villain at Madison Square Garden? I did not see that. Would he hit what he thought was a game-winning shot, seek out Spike Lee with Reggie Miller in attendance and give that iconic New York choke sign? Never envisioned Tyrese could do that, and he did. And for me, Tyrese has had the biggest postseason of the young stars in the league, and he is cementing, meaning he is in the process of, he is cementing himself as one of the league's biggest stars.
Mm. He's, you said it perfectly, elevated and boosted his profile to a whole nother level already in this postseason. And he may be going to the NBA Finals. He may win an NBA championship. And there's still more for him to achieve. But I'm the same way. Like, I thought he was a really good ball player, hell of a point guard, hell of a find by Monty McNair when he came here to Sacramento once, you know, I started to see him play a little bit more. But he's exceeded what I thought he could be. I thought he could be like a fringe. The hell is this? Why? Why? What was the category?
Conference Finals buzzer beaters.
All right, bro.
You almost can't watch TV if you're a Kings fan during the conference finals.
Gosh. Well, you can't do I'll talk about that in just a second. Remind me of that. Do damn near anything in moments like this. But Tyrese is, he's a hell of a ball player. And I thought maybe, like, I didn't think he would ever be like an all-star guy, an all-star level guy. He's been that. And you talk about a guy that finishes games off, that puts teams away. Mm-hmm. He's added again to that field goal percentage this year of shots with under 20 seconds to go or whatever. He's like a 12 of 13, you know, in those moments this year. Unbelievably clutch.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to be a good ball player. He's exceeded my expectations for what I thought he could be, man. He's the heart and soul, the straw that stirs the drink of the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
You can bring in better players, more talented players, or whatever, more of a number one, or if you think Siakam is, whatever, you can bring that in. They go as Tyrese Halliburton goes. He's the straw that stirs the drink there.
This is a throwback here, but does he have the belt? In the NBA, is he the guy right now?
Does he have what belt?
Just, he's the guy.
What, you got the European belt?
That's why I'm asking.
You got the 24/7?
Don't do that.
What you talking about?
I think you're being disrespectful, by the way.
I think you're being extremely
disrespectful.
Does he have the belt?
It's a fair question.
Yeah, wait.
You said 24/7 European champion.
No,
you put that man in the category of Crash Holly.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Does he have the belt?
Who does?
Off the top of my head, SGA.
Oh. See,
I'd even put Brunson out ahead of Halliburton.
That's what he wanted there. Nah. He wanted to get that Brunson out.
Brunson ahead. Don't get it twisted.
That's right.
Jalen Brunson had 43 last night.
And who's the star right now? Who's the man right now, though?
No doubt, but don't get it twisted. Man had 43.
I didn't show up. I got nothing twisted, Stephen A. Like, I'm covering this game just fine.
Soren in the chat says, come on, Jesse. Maybe it was a crazy question.
No, it's a perfectly fair question.
He ain't got the belt.
It's perfectly fair.
It is not perfect.
He ain't the goddamn European champion.
I think he's not
the British Bulldog.
Jokic retire?
Jokic is out the playoffs right now.
Jokic ain't
playing. Who has a belt for who's left in the playoffs? We talking about the whole league.
Well, Tatum had mine, but had to give it up, of course. So
he lost his smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll be back when he's back.
He lost his smile.
I feel like Hallie, he does, Hallie, to be honest.
Hallie is fantastic, man. He's fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average.
and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.